volunteered as a coach and an umpire for several years. And please welcome back National Commander Bill Hoxer. All right, good. Hey, that's good.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tecoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tecoma, where tonight the Tecoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees. It's game five of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Well, this series has been a split so far through the first four games, and the past three of them have been extremely close baseball games that have been very thrilling down the stretch, and we'll see if we have another of those today. This game today kind of looks like it might end up being a pitcher's duel on paper anyway. We'll see if that actually plays out that way. But the matchup is intriguing, with Salt Lake starting the 37-year-old changeup artist Cesar Valdez, who's been one of the best pitchers in the league this year. 5-3 with a 3.36 ERA. That's fourth best in the league. He's a throwback. He's pitched three complete games this season in an era when no one throws complete games anymore. But Valdez has three of them this year. And in 67 innings, he's walked only seven batters. He's a real control expert. So Cesar Valdez on the hill for Salt Lake. Meanwhile, Tecoma is starting Darren McCacken, who has been a hot hand in the rotation of late. He's 5-4 with a 5.09 ERA on this season, but he has now gone six consecutive starts in which he has allowed two runs or fewer during his time on the mound. So Darren McCacken on the hill for the Rainiers. Should be a good one today. The Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees. These two teams played a thriller last night. It did not go the Rainiers' way, but it was exciting. We'll take a look back at last night's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight in the fifth game of a six-game series. Series wraps up tomorrow with the big July 3rd fireworks game. And first pitch tomorrow will be at night, even though it's a Sunday, but that's because of the fireworks, obviously. First pitch tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m. for the final game of the homestand. Huge fireworks show after the game. Well, last night, the Rainiers were trailing all game. Joe Adell hit a three-run homer in the first. Salt Lake led 4-2 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rainiers had back-to-back ninth-inning comebacks on Wednesday and Thursday. They were looking for their third in a row yesterday. And Scott Heinemann singled, and with one out, Jared Keldick doubled him in to make it 4-3, and the Rainiers had that tying runner at second base. Looked like another comeback was in the cards. But Jose Marte closed it out for Salt Lake. He got Alex Blandino to ground out, and he struck out Eric Mejia, who had the game-winning hit on both Wednesday and Thursday. Mejia struck out to end it last night with the tying runner at third. It was thrilling at the end, but Salt Lake got the win. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who have 36 wins and 40 losses on the year. They're the Angels AAA club managed by Lou Marzin. Leading off playing third base is Kian Wong. Batting second for Salt Lake, their designated hitter Jack Mayfield. Hitting third is left fielder Joe Adell. Jose Rojas bats cleanup. He is at first base. Hitting fifth, the right fielder Dylan Thomas. Batting sixth is shortstop Jake Gatewood. Hitting seventh, the center fielder Magnarese Sierra. Batting eighth is second baseman Jake Palamaki. And hitting ninth and doing the catching, Colby Filch. On the mound for Salt Lake, right-hander Cesar Valdez. Valdez is 5-2 with a 3.36 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 30-45 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for the Rainiers, playing right field is Jared Kelnick. Batting second, the second baseman, Alex Blandino. Hitting third, designated hitter, Zach Green. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Kevin Padlo hits fifth. In his return to the club, he plays first base. Hitting sixth, the center fielder, Scott Heineman. Drew Ellis will bat seventh. He's at third base. Hitting eighth, the left fielder, Trey Ambergy. And batting ninth, shortstop, Mason McCoy. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 5-4 with a 5.09 ERA. Umpires, Austin Jones is behind the plate, Brian Hertzog at first base, and Takahito Matsuda is at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake, game five of the series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back for the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees on this nice, pleasant Saturday evening here in Tacoma. It was cloudy today, although at the moment it's kind of opened up, cleared up a little bit overhead here at Cheney Stadium. And we've got no wind blowing right now. Flag hanging just about still on its pole in center field. The lights have been turned on here, but not really needed just yet, as the Red Ears have taken the field and they are ready to go. And it looks like they have broken out the 3rd of July Independence Day weekend special hats a day early today, as Darren McCacken and his teammates all wearing the USA-themed hats for this one. All right, first pitch of the game to Kian Wong is swung on and popped up a foul and out of play on the third base side. That is strike one. So we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. Rainier's wearing the white jerseys, white pants, Salt Lake in the same black jerseys they've been wearing every game of this series. 0-1 pitch to Wong is taken outside for a ball. Kian Wong batting .289 with a .363 on base percentage. McCacken among the league leaders in many pitching categories at the moment, and his next pitch is up high for a ball. 2-1. McCacken tied for third in the league with 8 other pitchers. Third in the league with 5 wins, and then his 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. He's third in the league in innings pitched. He's pitched 76 innings this year and is sixth in the league with 74 strikeouts. Here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way to Kian Wong, and it is grounded foul, first base side. Now, McCacken is not going to be a mystery to the Salt Lake Bees. This is Darren McCacken's 15th start of the season for Tacoma, and 5 of his 15 starts have come against Salt Lake. So he knows them and they know him. Here's one up high for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch is coming. And it is swung on and grounded up the middle, and that's going to sneak through into center field. Kian Wong finds a hole with a base hit into center field, a grounder very well placed. And he gets it to go through the middle of the diamond for a single. Kian Wong is aboard. And he just extended his hitting streak to 9 consecutive games for Salt Lake. Now Jack Mayfield is the batter. He's the designated hitter today. Mayfield batting 295 at bats with two homers and 14 runs batted in. McCacken with his pitch, and it is low and away for a ball, 1-0 the count. The last three games of this series have featured very good pitching by both teams. The only game that kind of got away was the first game of the series on Tuesday, and that was really just in one inning. Runner goes, pitches inside, throw to second is not in time. Kian Wong steals second base, his 16th steal of the year. And he's in scoring position now. And McCacken is behind Mayfield 2-0. Even that game on Tuesday, the opener, the one game in the series that wasn't close, Salt Lake won it 10-3. That was all because they scored 8 runs in the fifth inning. Other than that one half of an inning, this series has been extremely tight. Here's a pitch up high to Mayfield, and that's ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. So McCacken now ready with his 3-0 pitch on its way to Mayfield. And the right-hander fires, and there's a fastball for a strike. And the count goes to 3-1. McCacken, Mariners 12th round draft pick in 2017 out of Long Beach State University. Swung on and popped up, and calling for it is the Red Ears first baseman, Padlo, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out of the ball game. Mayfield pops up. So McCacken, after falling behind in the count 3-0, is able to retire Mayfield anyway, getting the pop-up. And now Joe Adell is the hitter. Adell yesterday hit a 3-run homer in the top of the first inning for Salt Lake, and that was the game winner. The game was close all the way through, but Salt Lake never gave up the lead. Here's one up and in to Adell, ball 1. He's hitting 208 with 10 homers in 32 games for Salt Lake. Now the 1-0 is on its way. And this one is ball 2. 2-0 the count. McCacken without his typical outstanding control here to start this game. Now here's his 2-0 on its way to Adell. And there's a swing and a miss for a strike, 2-1. McCacken entering play today, 76 innings pitched this season, 74 strikeouts and only 20 walks. Now McCacken with a 2-1 pitch on its way to Adell. And it is swung on, and that's popped up towards Padlo at first base. He's under it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number 2. So a couple of pop-ups to the first baseman, and two men are gone in the top of the first inning. Kian Wong still standing out there at second base for Salt Lake. And now Jose Rojas will be the batter. Rainiers go into a shift with 3 infielders on the right side and only third baseman Drew Ellis on the left side. Now a swing and a foul back there, strike 1. McCacken with the 0-1 pitch, and it swung out and popped up on the right side. And this is going to be the second baseman's ball, and it's caught by Blandino, and that is the final out at the top of the first inning. Well, how about that? A leadoff single, and then Darren McCacken gets 3 consecutive infield pop-ups of all things. to wrap up the top of the first. No runs on a hit, one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Salt Lake did not score in the top of the first, and now the Rainiers come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning here at Cheney Stadium. Jared Keldick leads things off against the veteran Cesar Valdez. Valdez, 37 years old and still ticking along for Salt Lake. He spent most of last year in the major leagues with the Baltimore Orioles. And here's his first pitch to Kelnick, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1. He signed a minor league deal with the Angels this year and has been starting for Salt Lake. This is his 11th start, so there's a swing and a miss by Kelnick. And he's 5-3 with a 3.36 ERA. He did get briefly called up by the Angels and pitched in one game out of the bullpen. Valdez is known for his outstanding changeup, which even has a nickname, the dead fish changeup. Just kind of flops up there like a dead fish. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got Kelnick with the dead fish changeup. One away at the bottom of the first. And now Alex Blandino is the hitter. Blandino. It's been heating up for the Red Ears. Two more hits yesterday. He's now reached base safely in 12 straight games. 206 batting average, but a 385 on base percentage. He draws a lot of walks. And he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. When Valdez throws his fastball, it'll be in the mid-80s on the gun. It's just that changeup has so much movement on it. So now the 1-0 is in there for a strike with a fastball. And the count's even now, 1-1. And he has tremendous control. He's only walked 7 batters all season in 67 innings. Check swing on the next pitch. Blandino held up in time, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards left center, and that's going to get down for a hit into the alleyway. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Eventually picking it up is Adele, and Blandino checks in at second base with a one-out double. So Alex Blandino doubles to left center, and now Zach Green is the hitter. So the Red Ears get him added scoring position in the first. Blandino's helmet came off during that play, and he was ready to run the bases without a helmet on, and first base coach Seth Mejias Breen brought his helmet to him. It's like, hey, you got to wear this. Green stands in And Valdez with the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Zach Greene hitting .238. 10 homers, 34 runs batted in. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 down low for a ball. Two and one. Now this one's down and in, ball three. Now the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the payoff is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And it is still 3-2. So full count, 3-2. And Valdez bluffs a pickoff move to second base, and a balk has been called. A balk called on Cesar Valdez by the base umpire, Brian Herzog. And that means that Blandino is awarded third base. Valdez stepped off the rubber and turned and said, "What, me?" Next pitch is fouled off at the plate by Green. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rainiers could get on the board here if Zach Green can put a ball in play. Salt Lake's got the infield in and shifted to the left. Now this one is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the changeup, and Green has struck out for the second out in the bottom of the first. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And the pitch swung on and hammered down the left field line towards the corner. Back it goes, and it is gone. Brian O'Keefe with a rocket of a two-run homer to left field. And the Red Ears take an early lead tonight. It is 2-0. A laser beam to the deck and left. O'Keefe's 8th home run of the season. And the Red Ears have an early lead for the first time in this series. The Rainiers have won 2 games in this series, but in both of their wins, they were trailing all game, tied it in the 9th, and then won in extras. Series one high for a ball to Kevin Padlo. But this is the first time they've had the lead prior to extra innings, well, prior to the game-winning RBI in any game in this series. Series one outside now to Padlo, and the count goes to 2-0. Padlo in his first game back with the Red Ears since he had a stint with the Mariners, and he yanks one foul down the left field line. He got into 6 games with Seattle. Had a big 2-run single last Saturday in Anaheim. Help him win down there. Now the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. Now the 3-1. Swing and a miss. So full count to Padlo. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Padlo, and that wraps up the bottom of the first. But the Red Ears take the lead. They get 2 runs on 2 hits, including the Brian O'Keefe 2-run homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the second inning of play. It is Tecoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Two nothing Tecoma after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Dylan Thomas will lead things off in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Rainiers off to an early lead. Next pitch in there for a called strike, 0-2 the count. Now the pitch is a little bit outside and low. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Dylan Thomas. His teammates with McCacken last year, pretty much all season while the Rainiers won the league title. And the pitch is called strike three, and down goes Dylan Thomas, and McCacken has his first strikeout of the night. What a way. And now Jake Gatewood will be the batter. Gatewood right-hand batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch. Swung on, hit well to right field. This is trouble. Back it goes, and it is gone. Jake Gatewood has launched his 5th homer of the year to the opposite field here at Cheney Stadium. His 2nd home run of this series. And Salt Lake's on the board. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1. So Gatewood circles the bases. And now Magnarice Sierra is the hitter. It was a knee-high fastball that Gatewood hit 107 miles per hour off the bat and just lined it the other way. Here's Magnarice Sierra, and the pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. I never looked up O'Keefe's homer. O'Keefe's homer was 108 off the bat. See how, what kind of distance they estimated. 385. Now a swing and a miss for a strike by Sierra, and the count goes to 1-2. McCacken's 1-2 pitch up high with a heater. Two balls, two strikes. And this pitch is swung on and lined to first and caught by Sierra, and that is the second out of the inning. So two men are gone, and now Palamaki is the batter. Palamaki, infielder, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. And he's hitting 303 in 22 games, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. That is strike one. Now the next pitch is just off the plate. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. Down goes Palamaki as McCacken went up the ladder, and he has his second strikeout of the night. Salt Lake gets a run at the top of the second inning on one hit. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
O'Reilly. Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two to one to Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Here's Scott Heineman to lead things off. And the pitch is swung on and grounded right to the shortstop. That's fielded by Gatewood, and he throws out Heineman at first base. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the second inning. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. 2-1 right here is bottom of the second inning. Clouds have moved in overhead here. Supposed to be cloudy tomorrow, too, for our July 3rd game. Here's the pitch to Ellis, and it is up high for a ball, 1-0. Ellis, 3-for-21 in a Rainiers uniform with a homer, and he takes outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, the 2-0 is coming. And it is outside, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. And this pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. Each team with a homer so far. Rainiers hit theirs with a man on base. Valdez with the 3-1. And it is inside, ball four. A rare walk issued by Valdez. Just the eighth walk he has issued this season. And now Trey Amburgi will be the batter. This is the third time that Valdez has faced the Rainiers, and he's already allowed more runs tonight than he did in either of the, well, both of the previous starts combined. Trey Amburgi looking for his first Rainiers hit in his third game with the team, and he takes a fastball at the knees for a strike. Valdez threw five shutout innings here at Cheney Stadium on April 9th. And then he pitched a complete game against the Rainiers in Salt Lake City on May 5th. So here's a swing and a fly towards left. Coming in on it is Adele, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. Amburgi flies out to left field, two down. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. If there's one thing that Salt Lake manager Lou Marzin can count on, it's that Valdez is going to give him innings. In his last nine starts, he has gone six or more innings. Pitch to McCoy is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now Valdez with the 0-1 on its way. And it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Valdez has played pro baseball in five different countries. United States, Mexico, Dominican, Venezuela, and even China. So here's a swing and a foul by McCoy. Pitched in China in 2015. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes McCoy, and that does it for the Rainiers in the bottom of the second inning. Valdez has his fourth strikeout. Rainiers do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We head to the third inning. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Rainiers lead 2-1 over Salt Lake. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tecoma. Here's Colby Fitch to lead things off for Salt Lake in the third, and the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Fitch, the catcher for Salt Lake today, playing in his 12th game this year, 10 hits and 34 at bats, a .294 average, and he watches one inside for a ball. He doesn't get in the lineup very often, and this is his first time he has had an at-bat since June 18th, so that's 2 weeks ago. And he takes a strike now, 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2 coming, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken gets him for his third strikeout of the night. So one out, and now Kian Wong is the hitter. Wong has one of the two hits for Salt Lake tonight. He singled up the middle of the first inning. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and wrapped on the ground to the right side, past the diving Blandino and into right field, a base hit. And Kian Wong is 2-for-2 tonight. So he's on with one out. Ground ball single to right, and now Jack Mayfield is the hitter. Mayfield popped up earlier and is 0-for-1. Pitch to Mayfield coming from McCacken, and it is called a strike. Right here's looking for a double play ball here. Now turning a throw to first, and Wong dives back in. He stole second base back in the first inning, so the Rainiers would like to prevent that from happening again. Here's the 0-1 to Mayfield, and it's outside for a ball. 1-1. Now McCacken's ready. And the 1-1 pitch swung out and lined down the left field line. That's a fair ball, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Chasing it is Ambergy. Coming to third and stopping at third base is Wong. And in at second base with a double is Mayfield. And runners are at second and third with only one out in the top of the third inning. Mayfield got a slider that kind of hung up over the plate, and he turned on it and hammered it to left field. So Jack Mayfield has his eighth double of the season. And there are two men in scoring position for Joe Adell. Adell popped up his first time. Rainiers have the infield drawn. Well, the first baseman's drawn in. And they're drawn partway in, I guess. So here's a pitch in for a strike. First off, they're shifted with three fielders on the left side. And now they're coming all the way in as they are adjusting on the fly here after the first pitch. So the infield's drawn in with runners at second and third and one out. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss. Had a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Well, Adell is susceptible to the strikeout, and the Rainiers could really use one right here. McCacken's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Wong at third and Mayfield at second. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Adell stays alive. Still one ball, two strikes. time called by Adele. And he steps away from the plate for a moment. McCacken's ready. And here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Adele, and it is a fastball in. He flinched at it and did not go around with his swing, says first base umpire Brian Hertzog. Counts even now, 2-2. Now the 2-2, swung on and lined down the left field line. Fair ball into the corner, extra bases. Two runs are going to score. Wong is in already. Mayfield touches the plate now, and in at second base with a two-run double is Joe Adele. And Salt Lake has its first lead of the game. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 2. So Adele got a breaking ball there and pulled it down the left field line for his 12th double. And he has 26 runs batted in 33 games with Salt Lake. And now Jose Rojas is the batter. And the pitch is ball one to Rojas. Now the 1-0 swung on and yanked foul down the first baseline. There's still only one out this inning, and we've seen three consecutive hits for Salt Lake, and a couple of runs have crossed the plate. Next pitch is swung on, line towards center. On comes Heineman, and he makes the catch, dropping to a knee. And holding at second base is Adele. So Rojas lines out to center, and two men are gone at the top of the third inning.
The right fielder, number 3, Dylan Thomas.
And now Dylan Thomas is the batter. Well, the Orange County Register reporting that Michael Stefanik is joining the Angels. He's been one of the top hitters for batting average in the Pacific Coast League last year and this year, but has never been in the big leagues before, but apparently that has changed. A OC Register saying that he is on his way to meet the Angels. So congratulations to him. They're in Houston right now. They've had a tough series there so far. Here's Dylan Thomas. And McCacken's pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now McCacken throws, and here's a liner towards left field, and reaching out and unable to catch it is Ambergy, and coming around third is Adele, and he will score. The throw to the plate is wild and goes to the backstop, and taking second base is Dylan Thomas. So a liner to left, and Ambergy got caught kind of flat-footed there, I think, and we'll probably get another look at it here, but a sinking liner to left. And Ambergy kind of stopped moving his feet. I think it sunk a little more than he was expecting, and he found himself having to try to reach out to catch it. And it ended up hitting the turf. Thomas has been credited with a single, so he gets an RBI, and it is 4-1. He takes second on the throw home. And now the pitch to Gatewood misses for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 from McCacken. And this is cranked to left field down the line, and it is a foul ball. That ball was hit a long way, but foul. It's been some hard contact this inning against McCacken. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2 on Gatewood. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. And now time called. Gatewood steps out of the batter's box. Now a swing and a high pop up on the right side. Foul. This is playable. Padlo has plenty of room, and he makes the catch. That is the final out at the top of the third inning. But three-run score for Salt Lake on four hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2. Top of the order coming up, it'll be Kelnick, Blandino, and Green to face the right-hander Cesar Valdez, who's pitching with a lead for his first time tonight, and he throws a changeup for a called strike to Kelnick. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from the crafty veteran, and it is inside for a ball. 1-1. Cesar Valdez is proof that you don't have to be left-handed to be crafty. It just helps. Now the 1-1 is swung on and bounced foul first base side. 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Another change from Valdez, and Kelnick chased a pitch that was down in the dirt. So one away in the third. That is strikeout number 5 for Cesar Valdez. And Alex Blandino is now the batter. Blandino doubled and scored in the first. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses. 1-1 now. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center, and ranging over is Sierra, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Blandino flies out to center field, two down. And now Zach Green is the hitter. And the pitch to Green is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now swinging a liner towards left, but standing there is Adele, and he makes the catch without having to move, really, and that is the final out of the inning. So Green with solid contact, but he lines out to the left fielder. The Red Ears go in order, and we head to the fourth. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
On we go to the fourth inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2. And Darren McCacken work on Magnaris Sierra. The first pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 is in there for a strike, and the count's 0-2. Now a liner to the left side, and caught at shortstop by McCoy, taking a step or two towards the hole and reaching out and reeling it in, and one man is gone at the top of the fourth inning. Sierra retired. And now Jake Palamonkey will be the batter. Palamonkey struck out swinging his first time up. And the pitch to him is taken for a called strike. Now the pitch is swung on and looped into shallow right center. Back is Blandino, and he can't get it. He reached out and tumbled to the ground but couldn't run it down. And that is a base hit for Palamonkey. His first hit of the night, and a runner is at first base with one out, and now Colby Fitch is the batter. Of Left-hand batter, Fitch. Rainier shift him with three infielders on the right side, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. First place Las Vegas lost their third in a row. Round Rock beat them 5-3. Three straight losses at home for Vegas. So now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. Yesterday, Ezekiel Duran had a big game for Round Rock. 3-for-3 with a homer, drove in a couple. And Colby Allard, the lefty, struck out 8 over 5 innings and got the win for the Express. 1-1 pitch to Fitch. He is swung on and fouled away. So 1-2 the count. Now the pitch from McCacken, swinging a miss, strike three, got him. And there's out number two, strikeout number four for McCacken tonight. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Reno missed out an opportunity to gain on first place Vegas yesterday. The second place Reno Aces lost at Sacramento 7-4. Jason Krizan had three hits for Sacramento, scored a couple runs. And they now have Yermin Mercedes. He had a two-run homer for the River Cats yesterday. So here's a pitch in there for a strike. Yermin Mercedes had a hot run with the White Sox in the big leagues last year. McCacken is set. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way to Wong. And it is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So Reno 3.5 games behind Vegas. Salt Lake 6.5 back. Sacramento 9.5 back. The Rainiers are 12 out. Now a toss to first, and back in with a dive is Palamaki. In the East, first place Oklahoma City lost. El Paso beat him 11-8. Former Rainier Luis Liberato homered and drove in four for the Chihuahuas. Sitting 238 with nine homers, 32 runs batted in. So there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wong, and that's the final out here at the top of the fourth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for McCacken close out the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2 is our score. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Brian O'Keefe, Kevin Padlow, and Scott Heineman to bat here in the fourth against Cesar Valdez. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch outside, ball one. And the throw back to the mound was not a completion. And Valdez has to go retrieve the baseball. O'Keefe hit the two-run homer in the first that gave the Rainiers a 2-0 lead at that time. They now find themselves down 4-2. So the 1-0 to O'Keefe is in there for a strike with a change, and it's 1-1. Next pitch coming outside for a ball, 2-1. And the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded down the third baseline. Nice backhand pickup by Wong, and he fires to first and gets O'Keefe, and there's the first out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kevin Patlow will be the batter. More on our look around the PCL. Sugarland hit 5 home runs last night in an 11-5 win at Albuquerque. And one of them was a grand slam by Taylor Jones, their first baseman from Kent. Here's a pop-up on the left side, and that's going to be caught by the shortstop Gatewood, and Padlow is retired on one pitch, 2 away in the bottom of the fourth. And now Scott Heineman is the batter. So in the East, Oklahoma City has a 5-game lead over El Paso and 7-game lead over Round Rock. Rainiers have not played Oklahoma City since before the pandemic, but they're coming into town on the next homestand. So here's one down low for a ball, 1-0. The Oklahoma City Dodgers never played Tacoma last year, here or there. It's now the 1-0. Is swung on and popped up on the right side. And Palamaki, the second baseman on the outfield grass, makes the catch. And that does it for Heineman and the Rainiers in the fourth. 3 up, 3 down. Cesar Valdez has retired 8 in a row. He's on one of his rolls. We go to the fifth. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the fifth. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2. Jack Mayfield, Joe Adell, and Jose Rojas to bat in the top of the fifth against right-hander Darren McCacken. And the pitch is swung on and popped up high in the sky to left. Ambergy towards the foul line, and he's there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the fifth inning. Mayfield is retired, and now Joe Adell will be the batter. Adell hit the go-ahead two-run double in the third inning. This time he bats with no one on base. Swinging a bouncer foul third base side. There's strike one. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Fastball up high, 1-2. Now one's outside, 2-2. Swing and a pop-up foul, and that's out of play. So 2-2 the count to Adele, and McCacken with his pitch, and it is low. Full count, 3-2. Payoff just off the plate outside, and that is ball four, and Adele draws a one out walk, so he heads down to first base, and now the cleanup hitter Jose Rojas will hit. Rojas 0-2 today. So we've got the big July 3rd game tomorrow, not quite sold out yet, by the way. You can still get in on that. First pitch is 6:05 p.m. tomorrow. Fireworks after the game, of course, and that's the big fireworks show, much larger than our usual Friday night fireworks. So here's one inside to Rojas. And then the Red Airs play on the 4th of July on Monday in Reno, as the schedule takes a weird turn here in the next couple of weeks. Because it's the 4th of July, the Red Airs are going to play on a Monday for the first time all season. I'm sure Reno's got a huge crowd already sold for Monday's game. Sears a swing and a foul on the first base side. And it is 1-1. Then the Rainiers have a Tuesday off day in Reno. It's just an entire day off in Reno. Which leads one to wonder, is that good? Here's the 1-1 from McCacken, and it's tapped foul, 1-2. I'll report back on that later. And then the Rainiers finish the rest of the week playing Reno next week, and then they come home and, as I mentioned before, play Oklahoma City, who they have not played since 2019. And then, in one of the most unusual aspects of the schedule, we have an all-star break without an all-star game. Here's a swing and a grounder, foul, first base side. They have not brought back the AAA All-Star game since MLB took over the minor leagues. But we're going to take a four-day All-Star break anyway. Although I think it needs to be named something else, because if there's no All-Star break, you can't, or All-Star game, you can't call it the All-Star break. Runner goes, swing and a miss, strike three, and they got him. O'Keefe throws out Joe Adele, and it is a strike him out, throw him out, double play to wrap up the top of the fifth inning. McCacken with his sixth strikeout, and Adele caught stealing, and I think that was McCoy on the tag out at second base. So a double play ends the inning. No runs, hits, or errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Four to two, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cesar Valdez with his first pitch to Drew Ellis, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ellis walked earlier, and the pitch is swung on and popped up in the area behind second base. The shortstop is calling for it. That's Gatewood, and he makes the catch. And two pitches, one out at the bottom of the fifth. That is nine straight retired by Cesar Valdez since Ellis walked in the second inning. The Red Ears' last hit was the two-run homer by O'Keefe in the first. Since that, Valdez has retired 11 out of 12. And here's his first pitch to Ambergy, and it's hit well to center field. This is deep. Sierra back, and he makes the catch on the warning track in dead center field near the 425-foot sign. And Trey Ambergy just got introduced to his new home ballpark, Cheney Stadium. He's in his third game with the Red Ears. He's never played in the Pacific Coast League before. And he just learned that you can't hit it there in Tacoma. That's a home run in a lot of parks in this league, but not this one. Now here's the pitch to McCoy, and it's outside for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch to McCoy, outside for a ball, 2-0. Two-oh delivery, down low. Three balls, no strikes. And this one is ball four. So McCoy draws a walk, and Valdez has walked two today, which is very unlike him. And now Jared Kelnick is the batter. He has tied his season high for walks in a game with two. Well, he has struck out Kelnick both times Kelnick has batted tonight, just with a steady array of changeups, the so-called dead fish changeup. And the first pitch to Kelnick this time is outside for a ball, 1-0, with one of those changeups. He's gotten Kelnick swinging with it. And the first two at bats. Now the 1-0 over for a strike, 1-1. One-one pitch, swung on and chopped out to first, fielded by Rojas, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
On we go to the sixth inning. Salt Lake with a 4-2 lead over the Red Airs. And it'll be Dylan Thomas, Jake Gatewood, and Magnarese Sierra to bat at the top of the sixth inning against Darren McCacken. Now the pitch to Dylan Thomas is in there for a strike, 0-1. Rainiers with bullpen activity for the first time today as here's a chopper beyond the reach of McCacken. Barehand pickup by Ellis, throw to first, and it is in time for the out. Great play at third by Drew Ellis as he had to range to his left and come in on this ball and make a barehand pickup. First McCacken went for it, was over his head, and then Ellis just with a barehand pickup and fired to first, and he got Dylan Thomas by a step. Really nice play at third base by Drew Ellis. One away in the top of the sixth, and now Jake Gatewood is the batter, and he takes a strike on the inside edge. Nick Margavich is warming up in the Rainiers bullpen. Now McCacken with the 0-1 on its way, and it's low and outside for a ball. We'll take a look at the Seattle Mariner Farm Report. It's now the 1-1 to Gatewood. Is a check swing, and he went. That strike two. First base umpire rung him up. Double A Arkansas lost to the Dodgers affiliate Tulsa last night 9-3. But center fielder Cade Marlowe had two hits and drove in three runs. He got off to a really slow start this year, but he's been picking things up recently as here's one outside to Gatewood. Marlowe hitting .245, .741 OPS on the year for Arkansas, left-hand hitting outfielder. 2-2 pitch spins around Gatewood, and that's ball three. So full count, 3-2. Gatewood back in the batter's box. And the 3-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul. At Advanced Class A Everett, Noelvi Marte, highly ranked prospect, had his first big game in a long time. Last night went 3-for-4 with a homer, scored three runs, drove in four as Everett won on the road at Eugene. Here's a swing and a foul back. Still three balls, two strikes. Noelvi Marte hitting .246 for the Aqua Sox, .736 OPS. He's got a lot of potential, though. 3-2 from McCacken is a swing and a high pop-up behind the plate foul, and that's going to go in the seats. So that's a souvenir. Still three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken got him, and that is his seventh strikeout of the ball game. And now Magnery Sierra is the batter. Sierra's 0 for 2. He's lined out to first and lined out to short. The hottest team in the Mariners farm system right now is Modesto, the low A affiliate in the California League. As Sierra swings and misses strike one. They won a 1-0 game last night at San Jose against the Giants. Sam Carlson tossed 4 scoreless innings. They've won 7 of their last 8. So here's one outside for a ball. Edwin Arroyo, the 18-year-old shortstop, continued his remarkable season for Modesto. He had 2 hits last night, drew a walk, stole 2 bases, hitting .319. Here's a liner to first, and it's caught by Padlo for the final out of the top of the 6th. So McCacken works a 3-up, 3-down, top of the 6th inning. And we head to the bottom of the 6th with the score, Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Oh, we move on to the bottom of the 6th inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2, and Alex Blandino leads things off, and he takes a pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. Cesar Valdez has retired 11 straight Tacoma batters. And he has just crossed the 60-pitch mark. He's not thrown many pitches as he throws one outside to Blandino. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's so economical with his pitch count. That's how he has thrown 3 complete games this season. So now the 2-1 pitch is grounded to the left side. Backhand pickup by Gatewood, and he throws to first for the out. And one man's gone in the 6th. And now Blandino will be the batter. Zach Green will now be the batter. He's 0-for-2. Now a swing and a foul on the first base side. Valdez is the only pitcher in all of affiliated pro baseball this year with 2 9-inning complete games as he throws one outside to Green. He pitched 1 complete game in Reno on April 22nd and then 2 weeks later had the 9-inning complete game against the Rainiers on May 5th in Salt Lake City. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. So there are 120 minor league affiliated teams, full season. And then the 30 big league teams, 150 squads right there. Not one other player anywhere has two nine-inning complete games this year. Here's one outside for a ball. And then he also has a complete game in a seven-inning game, giving him three CGs total. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 2-2 the count to Zach Green. When he threw his first complete game for Salt Lake, it was the first one in B's franchise history in 6 years. Here's a swing and a grounder foul, third base set. And it's amazing he's doing all this as a starter this year when last year in the majors he was a reliever for Baltimore. 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air to right. Starting in and now going back is Thomas. And at the track, he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. That ball carried pretty well to right field. And Thomas had a misread on it. He came in a step and then had to recover. So two gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here's Brian O'Keefe, who hit the two-run homer in the first. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. Inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now, swing and a pop-up foul behind the plate. Back is Fitch, but this is in the seats. Out of play. Now the 2-1. Swung on and crushed to left, and O'Keefe has got another one. This one is way out of here. Second home run of the game for Brian O'Keefe, and it is 4-3. O'Keefe hit the changeup that time. It was right over the heart of the plate, and O'Keefe just launched it. No doubt about that one. That is two home runs tonight for O'Keefe, and that ends the string of 13 straight batters retired from Valdez. It's the first hit the Red Ears have had since O'Keefe's homer in the first inning. And it is 4-3 now. And here's the 1-0 to Padlo, and that's outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. .436 feet on that home run, the estimated distance. So here's one outside to Padlo. Now the 3-0. Outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk, and that is a season-high three walks issued by Cesar Valdez. Scott Heineman will be the batter, but here's a trip to the mound by the Salt Lake Bees pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, and there is stirring in the Salt Lake bullpen. As someone is going to start warming up out there. Conference breaks up. Rainiers have the tying runner at first. Two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail 4-3. Scott Heineman, the batter. And Valdez turns and throws to first, and back in with a dive is Padlo. Padlo likes to try to steal a base every now and then. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 from Valdez. Outside and low, two balls, no strikes. Now here comes the 2-0. And it is inside, ball three. So 3-0 to Heineman. And the pitch is right down the middle for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. And the pitch is low, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Valdez here with two outs of the sixth inning. And now Drew Ellis hits. There is action in the Salt Lake bullpen. Zach Weiss is warming up. Here's the pitch from Valdez to Drew Ellis, and it is in there for a called strike. A season-high four walks issued by Valdez. A season-high two homers allowed by Valdez. He had given up only three home runs all season coming into play today. And O'Keefe's hit two off him tonight. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss. And Ellis is behind at the count 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch is coming. And it's way outside. One ball, two strikes. Right, here's with two on, two out. Catcher Fitch jogged out to the mound to have a real quick word with Valdez. One, two pitch coming. Swung on and tapped foul up the first baseline. And it is still one ball, two strikes. Valdez, as I mentioned earlier, has had nine straight starts in which he has lasted at least six innings. Get the feeling the Rainiers could knock him out with a hit right here and end that streak. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up foul. First base side over is Rojas. He has room, and he makes the catch right by the camera well. And that is the final out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Valdez does get through six. The Rainiers draw closer on the homer by O'Keefe. One run on one hit. Two runners left on base. We go to the seventh. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3. And the Rainiers go to the bullpen for the first time today. They bring in Nick Margaviches to work the top of the seventh. He'll face Jake Palamaki, Colby Fitch, and Kian Wong. Darren McCacken went 6 today, allowed 7 hits and 4 runs all earned, walked 1, struck out 7. He leaves the game down by a run. So Margaviches is in from the pen. 16th appearance, 10th since moving to the bullpen, 0-2 with an 8.90 ERA. And here's his pitch to Palamaki, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Margaviches with the 0-1, and this is a swing and a miss, strike 2. He has not allowed a run in his last 4 outings, spanning a total of 5 innings. He's ahead in the count, 0-2 on Palamaki, and the pitch is swung out and fouled away. Still no balls, 2 strikes. So 0-2 to Palamaki. And the pitch is high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Margaviches, after taking a moment to get the sign from O'Keefe, and he throws, and there's a swing and a miss, strike 3, just threw a fastball past Palamaki, and Margaviches strikes out the first batter he faces today. One away, got him with the high heat, and now Colby Fitch is the batter. Fitch is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts so far, left-hand hitting catcher. And the pitch is a fastball that's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Action continues in the Salt Lake pen, so it appears that Cesar Valdez is done after 6 innings, as here's a strike to Fitch. 0-2 the count. Now a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Fitch on 3 pitches. Margaviches with back-to-back strikeouts on just, 8 pitches. And now Kian Wong is the batter. Wong's 2-for-3, a couple of singles with a run scored. And takes a breaking ball for a strike. The third inning was the big inning for Salt Lake. They scored three runs and took the lead that inning. Joe Adell hit the go-ahead two-run double. And Dylan Thomas singled him in with two outs. So here's a swing and a foul back by Wong. The Rainiers made it a one-run game with Brian O'Keefe's second home run of the night. Just last inning in the bottom of the sixth. 0-2 pitch. Swung out and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. Now Margavichus is ready with the 0-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Markavichus strikes out the side in the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, all swinging strike threes. We go to the stretch. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
On we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Just had the stretch here at Cheney Stadium as the fans have seen a couple of homers by Brian O'Keefe tonight. And we've got ourselves a one-run game as we move into the late innings. Salt Lake has gone into the bullpen for the first time tonight. And they bring in Zach Weiss, a former Rainier, to face Trey Ambergy, Mason McCoy, and Jared Kelnick. And here's Weiss with his first pitch to Ambergy, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. Weiss is 1-2 with a 4.33 ERA. He's been with Salt Lake all year. This is his 25th appearance. He's tied for the team lead. Well, no, he now is the team leader in that category with this appearance today. Well, one pitch is hit in the air to shallow center field, racing in Sierra. He slides and can't come up with it. He fielded it on a short hop. And aboard with his first hit as a Rainier is Trey Ambergy. And that gets the leadoff man aboard for Tacoma here in the bottom of the seventh. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. The starter, Cesar Valdez, went six innings, allowed three hits, three runs all earned, a season-high two home runs allowed, a season-high four walks issued, and he struck out five. He's also leaves the game with a lead and is in line for a win, but the Rainiers have had quite the ability to come back in the late innings in this series. Here is Mason McCoy with Ambergy at first and Weiss with the pitch. It's a fastball in at the knees for a strike and the count's 0-1. Zach Weiss out of Irvine, California. A Rainiers champion from last year. Signed as a minor league free agent with the Angels in the offseason. Triple-A deal with Salt Lake. Here's his 0-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a grounder to short, fielded by Gatewood, goes to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. So McCoy reaches on a fielder's choice, and Ambergy is forced out at second. One out. And now Jared Kalnick will hit. Weiss threw that pitch in on the hands of McCoy and got him to roll it to the left side. So Kalnick's the batter. He's 0 for 3. And the pitch to Jared is called a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch is in for a strike, 0-2 the count. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Kalnick fouling off a 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Weiss. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three. Got him looking at a slider, and Kalnick has struck out three times tonight. Been doing a good job of cutting down those strikeouts for the most part. So two away for Blandino. Blandino doubled back in the first inning. He's 1 for 3 with a run scored. And the pitch is a slider for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Toss to first, back in safely is McCoy. Oh, one pitch. Misses. One ball, one strike. Rainiers down by a run, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. They have McCoy at first base. Blandino looks out towards the mound. Weiss with a pitch, the runner goes. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second is not in time. McCoy steals second. And then the throw trickles into center. McCoy takes off for third, and he beats the relay there. So now the tying runner is at third with two outs. Mason McCoy with his 10th steal of the year and a throwing error charged to the catcher Fitch. And that allows McCoy to take third. So So a runner at third with two outs. One ball, two strikes to Blandino. The pitch was a strike. And here's the pitch from Weiss, and it is down and in for a ball. And the count's even, 2-2. Blandino staring out towards the mound. McCoy down the line from third. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Zach Green is on deck for the Rainiers. Here's the payoff from Weiss. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. Blandino goes down swinging, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit. There was an error, and one runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Well, on we go to the eighth inning, and the Rainiers have gone to the bullpen to start the eighth as they find themselves trailing in this game 4-3. The new pitcher is Patrick Weigel. Weigel is in relief of Nick Margavichus, who struck out the side of the seventh inning. So Weigel in from the pen. He'll face Mayfield, Adele, and Rojas. This is Weigel's team leading 28th appearance, 2-3 with a 4.05 ERA. And the big righty throws, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And this pitch is over for a strike. 1-1 now. One pitch, called a strike, and a count goes to 1-2. Now pitch is just barely high, I guess, to Mayfield, and the count's even 2-2. Two two pitch is fouled off on the first base side. Still 2-2. Tomorrow night's game is at 6:05, and drawing the start on the big July 3rd fireworks night here at Cheney is Connor Wade for the Red Ears. And Salt Lake's going with left-hander Kenny Rosenberg. Two pitch is inside, ball three. Full count to Mayfield. And this pitch is a called strike three on the outside corner. Mayfield was jogging to first base, and he has to take a right and go to the dugout instead. He had a hankering, though, that might happen. He never tossed his bat aside. So one away, and now Joe Adell will be the hitter. He had the two-run double in the third. That's the big hit in this game for Salt Lake at the moment. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Going one the count. Weigel ready with the 0-1 pitch, and it's outside, ball one, 1-1 the count. Here's the 1-1, and it is a swing and a miss. A sinking fastball from Weigel. And the count goes to 1-2. So Weigel poised for another strikeout here. He's had 38 strikeouts in 33 2/3 innings this year. The 1-2 pitch outside with a slider, and Joe Adell laid off of that one. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is coming. And it is a called strike three. A slider right on the inside edge. And that is back-to-back strikeouts for Weigel. Both looking. Two away in the top of the eighth. And now Jose Rojas will be the batter. Rojas, 0-3 so far. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center, and in comes Heineman. He never saw it, and it drops in for a hit. He didn't see that ball. I guess he lost it in the lights, and it was hit in front of him. It was very catchable, but he never got a break in on it. And so Rojas ends up getting a hit as a result. So Salt Lake has its first hit since the fourth inning on a ball that was lost in either the lights or the kind of twilight sky, although it's not really that time of night just yet. Here's a swing and a miss by Thomas. There's strike one. Weigel. With the 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a nasty slider. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Wind has started blowing out towards right field. 0-2 pitch, swing, and a foul tip at the plate. He nicked it. He just did nick that pitch. And it is 0-2 to Thomas. Ricocheted off the catcher and off of his knee. Thomas back in the batter's box. Yeah, the 0-2 is up and away. One ball, two strikes. A 95-mile-per-hour fastball there from Weigel. One-two pitch. High. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch now is a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Mariners won today. They beat Oakland 2-1. Got some late game heroics. Justin Upton hit a pinch hit home run in the bottom of the eighth inning to tie the game 1-1. And then they won it in the bottom of the ninth on a game winning single by Abraham Toro. Here's one outside to Thomas. Count is full, 3-2. With two outs, the runner will be off with the pitch. Mariners have won 9 of their last 12 games, and they're back within 4 games of the 500 mark, and they have a chance to win the Oakland series tomorrow. Here's the 3-2 to Thomas. Swinging a miss, strike 3. Got him with his slider, and Weigel closes out the top of the 8th inning. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Weigel. No runs on a hit, 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
On we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainiers down by a run. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3. These bring in the rehabbing right-hander Austin Warren in relief. Warren on in relief of Zach Weiss, who pitched a scoreless seventh, allowing a single. No walks, two strikeouts for Weiss. So Warren is in. He's on a rehab assignment, and he pitched yesterday, so this is his first time on his rehab assignment that he's pitched in back-to-back games, which is usually an indicator for a relief pitcher that they're pretty much done with their rehab assignment if they feel fine after going back-to-back games. And he's likely on his way back to the big leagues if everything goes well for him today. His first pitch to Zach Green is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Green's 0-3 today, flat out to deep right field his last time up. Next pitch is outside for a ball. On deck is Brian O'Keefe, who has homered twice tonight and driven in all of the Rainiers' runs. Warren with the 1-1 pitch. Nope, steps off for a moment. Not only are they using him in back-to-back games, but they brought him in to face the Rainiers' 3, 4, and 5 hitters in a one-run game. So here's a swing and a miss by Green. Count goes to 1-2. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike three. So one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Warren strikes out Zach Green, and here's O'Keefe. O'Keefe hit a two-run homer in the first inning and a solo shot in the sixth. Both of those homers came off the Salt Lake starter, Cesar Valdez, who had allowed only three home runs all year prior to tonight. And he swings and drives one to right. Back is Thomas at the fence. He jumps. It's gone. Third home run of the game for Brian O'Keefe. We are tied up. 3 home run game for Brian O'Keefe. It has been quite a while since a Tacoma batter has hit 3 home runs in a game. His 10th of the year, O'Keefe goes the other way. We are all even. Here's Padlo, and he swings and foul tips the first pitch there, strike one. Raiders have not had a player hit 3 home runs in a game in 7 years. The last one to do it was Justin Ruggiano, June 27th, 2015. That was here at home against El Paso. Now Padlo hits one in the air to right field. Thomas back and at the track, and he has room, and he makes the catch right in front of the wall. And that's the second out here in the eighth. It's the Brian O'Keefe show here tonight. 3 homers. He's responsible for all 4 Rainiers runs. We are tied up 4-4 with 2 outs at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Scott Heineman will be the batter, but he may face a different pitcher. It looks like Lou Marzin's on his way out to the mound, and he's going to go get Austin Warren, who has a very short outing in the back end of his back-to-back appearances on this rehab assignment. So in from the bullpen comes Gerardo Reyes, and we will take a break for this pitching change with 2 outs in the bottom of the eighth. Our score, Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Ears have just tied up this ball game on Brian O'Keefe's 3rd home run of the game. It is 4-4. There are 2 outs and no one on base. New pitcher is Gerardo Reyes, and he comes on to face Scott Heineman. Reyes 3-4 with a 4.50 ERA, 4 saves this year for Salt Lake. And the right-hander's pitch to Heineman is an off-speed pitch over for a strike. It's 0-1. So no balls, 1 strike to Heineman. And he swings and bounces one up the middle off the glove of the second baseman, Palamaki, and Heineman reaches with 2 outs. They're going to rule that an infield single for the speedy Heineman. As Palamaki reached down to field it and had it go off of his glove. So the Red Ears have the go-ahead runner on with two outs, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. A pitch clock violation has just been called on Reyes. So that is ball one. And the plate umpire, Austin Jones, explaining his call to the Salt Lake manager, Lou Marzen. Now the 1-0 is swung out and fouled away. The count is even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on and hit in the air to shallow center, top or right, I should say, and Thomas has to run in a ways, but he gets there and makes the catch, and Ellis is out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the eighth. But they tie it up on O'Keefe's third homer of the game. One run on two hits. There was one runner left on base. We go to the ninth inning, all even here at Cheney Stadium. Tecoba 4, Salt Lake 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the ninth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, and we are all tied up. It is Tecoba 4, Salt Lake 4. New pitcher for Tecoma. It's the hard-throwing Matt Brash comes on in relief of Patrick Weigel. Weigel worked a scoreless eighth, allowed one hit, struck out three. So Brash ready to face Jake Gatewood, and the first pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Matt Brash rocks and fires, and this one is a fastball called a strike. It's 0-2. This is Brash's 20th appearance out of the Rainiers bullpen, 0-1 with two saves and a 3.91 ERA. 23 innings pitched, 17 hits allowed, four homers. Has walked 14 and struck out 36. 0-2 to Gatewood is strikeout number 37. Throws him with a slider, three pitches, and Gatewood goes down looking. One away, and now Magna Reese Sierra is the hitter. Next up. Sierra is 0-for-3 with three lineouts in the infield, two to the first baseman and one to the shortstop. That's got to be a frustrating series of results for a hitter. And here's a slider down low. Ball 1-2 Sierra. Now the 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Four runs, eight hits, one error for Salt Lake. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Tacoma. 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. Two and one now. And Brash fires, and there's a swing and a grounder deep in the hole. Flag down by McCoy. Sling it to first. Not in time. Sierra runs well, and he was able to leg that out for an infield single. So Magnarice Sierra is on with one out of the top of the ninth. And he now has a seven-game hitting streak. And Jake Palamaki will be the hitter. Just the second hit for Salt Lake since the fourth inning. Rainiers have had excellent relief again, and also McCacken finished his outing strong. The starter went six innings. He retired seven of the last eight batters he faced. Pitch to Palamaki is a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1. And there's a fastball called a strike on the inside edge, and Palamaki thought that that pitch was inside. 98-mile-per-hour heater from Brash. One ball, two strikes. Sierra, good base dealer, has his lead at first, being held on by Padlo. And the 1-2 pitch swung on and lined over the leaping McCoy and into left center. That's a base hit. Sierra's around second on his way to third. And the throw comes into second. The tag there, and they got Palamaki for the second out of the inning. And that's a big mistake for Salt Lake. And the Rainiers get the second out as Palamaki tried to stretch the single into a double. And he was thrown out by the Rainiers center fielder, Scott Heineman, with the tag applied at second base by Blandino. Good thing there's no replay review in AAA. If Palamaki just stops at first, they have runners at the quarters with one out. Instead, they have a runner at third with two outs. That's just a huge out for the Rainiers. And now the pitch to Fitch is in there for a strike. Fitch is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts tonight. Brash with the 0-1, and it is a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Trying to put him away. Dancing around at third is Sierra. And the 0-2 pitch is a called strike three. And down goes Fitch. And that does it for Salt Lake in the top of the ninth inning. No runs on two hits and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's the Rainiers' opportunity to win this game in regulation in the nine innings. With the score, Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 4.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rainiers and Bees all tied up 4-4. Gerardo Reyes on the mound for Salt Lake. Trey Ambergy will start this inning off. He's followed by Mason McCoy and Jared Kelnick. Ambergy 1-for-3 tonight. Got his first Rainiers hit his last time up. And he checks his swing, and it's a little bouncer left side, fielded by Palamaki. Throw to first, and it is in time for the out. The shifted second baseman, Jake Palamaki, making the play. And Ambergy is retired. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. He's 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. If you're thinking about Brian O'Keefe, who has hit 3 homers tonight, and the possibility of him hitting a fourth, there's only one way he could bat in the bottom of the ninth inning, as here's one in for a strike. And that would be if the Rainiers loaded the bases with 2 outs. Otherwise, he won't get a shot unless we go to extra innings. 0-1 the count to McCoy, and McCoy calls time and steps out, uses his timeout. Oh, and one the count. And now Reyes is taking his time on the mound, and he's going to get hit with a pitch clock violation. And he doesn't understand why. He thought it was a reset. The count is now 1-1 to Mason McCoy. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. 1-2 the count. This is when it gets kind of silly to have pitch clock violations and whatnot, handing out balls and strikes in a tie game in the ninth inning. I think maybe part of the long-term solution is to maybe turn it off if the game's tied in the ninth. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul on the first base side. And out of play. There's no question that it has helped improve the game. Makes it much more watchable. But you don't want free balls and strikes handed out with the game on the line. 1-2 the count to McCoy, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3, 97 mile per hour fastball, and McCoy strikes out, and 2 men are gone at the ninth. So Jared Kelnick will bat. He's 0-for-4 in this game. His 8-game hitting streak is on the line. He's 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Well, he knows he's probably going to see some heat here from Reyes. And the pitch is a fastball outside, 97 on the gun. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0. Off speed pitch over for a strike, and it's 0-2 or 1-1 to Kelnick. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul, first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. And Kelnick cracked his bat. He's got to get a new bat from the dugout. One of his teammates tosses one to him. Kelnick hands the broken one off to the bat boy and heads back towards the batter's box. Tie game, two outs, bottom of the ninth. And Kelnick taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Reyes. He's behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Gerardo Reyes is set, and his pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Again, Reyes with the 1-2 pitch to Kelnick, and it is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 with two outs. And Reyes with his pitch, and it swung on and hit sharply on one hop to the shifted second baseman, Palamaki, who throws out Kelnick at first. And for the third time in the last four games, we are going to extra innings. Three up, three down in the bottom of the ninth. We head to the 10th in the land of automatic base runners with the score, Tecoma 4, Salt Lake 4.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tecoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tecoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tecoma Rainiers.
Well, we go to the 10th inning. It is Tecoma 4, Salt Lake 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Cook, comes in from the bullpen. And Matt Brash went a scoreless inning in the ninth, allowed two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. So Cook in from the bullpen. The right-hander's 2-1 with a 4.12 ERA, three saves. This is his 21st appearance. The automatic runner is going to be Colby Fitch, who made the last out last inning. He's the Salt Lake catcher. He is at second. And the Rainiers, of course, will get their own automatic runner in the bottom of this inning. Kian Wong, the batter. Infielders at first and third are up on the edge of the grass. Wong's 2-for-4 tonight with two singles and two strikeouts. Fitch leads from second. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 to Wong, who showed no sign that he might be bunting. Padlo backed off a step or two at first. Now the 1-0 pitch is coming to Wong, and it is swung on and fouled away, and that evens up the count 1-1. The game here on Wednesday was the longest game the Red Ears have played this year in terms of innings. A 12-inning game. It didn't take that long in terms of time. 3 hours, 14 minutes for 12 innings is not bad at all. But that was the Rainier's longest game of the year by innings. 1-1 pitch hit in the air towards center. Heineman comes in and he makes the catch. And holding at second base is Fitch, and one man is out at the top of the 10th inning. And then Thursday's game went 10 innings. The Rainier's won in the 10th. And in these automatic runner situations, when you're the home team, the key just seems to be if you could get a reliever to strand that automatic runner in the top of the inning, it really, really opens up the path to victory for you in the bottom of the inning. Pitch to Mayfield is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. And on Thursday night for the Red Ears, the man who stranded that automatic runner at second base in the 10th was Matt Cook. And Tim Fedorovich goes right back to Cook here 2 days later in the same situation. 0-1 pitch now to Mayfield, and it is swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. Cook ended up getting the win on Thursday when the Red Ears won it in the bottom of the 10th. When Eric Mejia, with the bases loaded, hit a bouncer back to the mound that was not handled by the pitcher for Salt Lake, and the winning run scored. Cook with the 0-2 pitch on its way to Mayfield, and it is just outside for a ball. 1-2. So the 1-2 pitch is outside with a slider, and that one was well off the plate, and Mayfield laid off of it. Counts even 2-2. On deck is Joe Adell. Here's Cook now with the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Rainiers in extra innings this year, 3 wins and 5 losses. And the Salt Lake Bees in extra innings have 2 wins and 3 losses. Now Cook with a 2-2 on its way. And it's swung on, grounded right side, and it's scooped up by Blandino, the second baseman, and he throws out Mayfield at first for the second out. The runner moves up. Fitch is now at third with two down, and Joe Adell coming to the plate. Adell hit the two-run double in the third that gave Salt Lake the lead that they held for a long time. Rainiers tied it up in the eighth. Well, the catcher O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Cook about what they're going to do with Adell here. You don't really want to put him on, I don't think, with left-hand hitters in the next two spots in the Salt Lake lineup, in Rojas and Thomas. Well, Adell stands in now, and down the line from third is Fitch, and Cook is ready. Here's his pitch to Adell, and it is swung on and hit in the air to right, and Kelnick is at the track but with room, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the top of the 10th inning. Cook does it just like he did on Thursday. He strands that automatic runner on the bases. Salt Lake does not score the top of the 10th inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on base. And we go to the bottom of the 10th. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 4.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Tie ball game here in Tacoma. The Red Deer's 4, Salt Lake 4. We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Red Deer's automatic runner is going to be Jared Kelnick at second base. Blandino, Green, and O'Keefe due up here in the bottom of the 10th inning. New pitcher for Salt Lake, right-hander Kyle Bearclaw. Major League veteran, and he has just returned to the Salt Lake Bees after a stint in the big leagues with the Angels, in which he allowed only 3 runs in 9 innings over the course of 8 appearances, but sent back to AAA nonetheless. With Salt Lake this year in 10 games, he's 1-1 with a 4.22 ERA. Blandino the batter. Bearclaw is set, and the right-hander's pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. The Bees have the first baseman, Rojas, even with the bag and off the line, and then shifted with 3 infielders on the left side with Blandino at the plate. 0-1 the count to the right-hander's infielder, Blandino, and he takes a fastball for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Kyle Bearclaw had some big success in the 2016-2017 seasons for the Marlins. Here's his 0-2 pitch coming to Blandino. And it is outside in the dirt, gets away from Fitch and Kelnick. The runner advances to third. Winning runner is at third with nobody out at the bottom of the 10th inning. Wild pitch from Bearclaw. Now Salt Lake brings the infield in. They won't walk Blandino because they're already ahead of the count, 1-2. Although their manager, Lou Marzin, walks out to the mound, and he's got his a mitt with him. And they're going to bring in a outfielder to play infield. Okay. They're going to bring in an outfielder to play infield. I think he's going to move some guys around, too. He brought that glove out for one of the infielders and switched it with Rojas, who's normally capable of playing second and third. He was playing first today. They have moved him off first base and brought the right fielder Dylan Thomas in to play first base. So they have 5 infielders with the winning runner at third and no one out, and just 2 outfielders. And the reason is a fly ball into the outfield is almost certainly going to bring in the run anyway, right? So you try to protect that infield. Here's the 1-2, and it is swung on and popped up foul, first base side. And that's out of play. Still 1-2 to Blandino. Right here is trying to win this in the 10th. Well, one ball, two strikes to Blandino. And Bearclaw's pitch is a fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. 4-4 tie, bottom of the 10th. Celtic, the winning runner at third with no one out. 2-2 to Blandino. And here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and popped up right side. Playable. Dylan Thomas on the outfield grass behind first makes the catch, and there is the first out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Celtic has to hold at third base. So now Zach Greene will try to bring him in. Green's been quiet tonight, 0-4. Has hit two balls hard in this game, but they resulted in outs. A liner to the left fielder and a deep fly out to right. Still five infielders drawn in all the way around. Three on the left side, two on the right side. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away by Green. On the right side, it's Dylan Thomas and Jose Rojas. And on the left side, they have Palamaki, Gatewood, and Wong. Only two outfielders, Adele in left and Sierra in right. Left center and right center. 0-1 to Green. And there's a slider for a strike, 0-2. And Green is behind in the count. Brian O'Keefe, who has hit three home runs tonight, is on deck. Now the 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Green windmills the bat, staring out towards the veteran Kyle Bearclaw. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Green, and it is outside with a slider. And things are even now, 2-2. Green never left the batter's box, just waiting in there. Bearclaw set. And here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is outside, ball three. Oh, called a strike three by the automated system. And Green goes down looking, and the fans booing the computer. Two down at the bottom of the 10th inning. Well, now the Bees are going to go back to having three outfielders and four infielders as Brian O'Keefe comes to the plate. And listen to that ovation. He's hit three home runs tonight. First Tacoma player to do that since Justin Ruggiano in 2015. He'll take a single right here, though. He wants to pick up Celtic from third base. Bearclaw ready. And here's his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and that's out of play. Tacoma does have one four-home run game in its franchise history dating back to 1960. Randy Bass in 1977 did it for the Tacoma Twins in a game on the road at Phoenix, not here. 0-1 pitch on its way to O'Keefe. And it is lined up the middle and into center field. And that is the game-winning single. Celtic scores. He touches home and immediately takes a left and runs to first to greet Brian O'Keefe, who gets the game-winning hit to cap off the best hitting performance of his professional career. Three home runs and then a game-winning RBI single. Rainiers win it. 5-4, the final score here at Cheney Stadium. What a game, what a day for O'Keefe, who gets the ice bucket thrown on his head. Just lash this pitch up the middle. The game-winning RBI single. Rainiers win it 5-4. O'Keefe goes 4-for-5, three home runs, all five runs batted in, including the walk-off RBI single. What a day here for the Red Ears catcher at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma wins it 5-4. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
What a night for the Red Ears. They take down Salt Lake in 10 innings. 5-4 is the final score. And Brian O'Keefe just had a monstrous game at the plate. And he ends up getting the game-winning hit in the bottom of the 10th inning as the Red Ears win this one. Listen to how this one went down today. First off, the Red Ears were facing Cesar Valdez. Bottom of the first inning, Alex Blandino hit a double. He was at third base with two outs. Brian O'Keefe at the plate, and O'Keefe hit a screamer into the left field, onto the deck in left field, a line shot home run, two runs, and it was his eighth of the year, and the Red Ears were up 2-0 at the first. The lead did not last very long today. Darren McCacken in the second inning allowed a solo homer to Jake Gatewood, his fifth of the year and second of this series. That made it 2-1. And then in the third inning, McCacken's pitches were just getting a little too much of the plate. And with one out, Salt Lake strung together a bunch of line drive hits. Kian Wong singled to right. Jack Mayfield doubled to the fence in left. Joe Adele hit a two-run double to the left field corner, giving Salt Lake a 3-2 lead. Then Jose Rojas hit a liner to center, but it was caught. And then Dylan Thomas hit a liner to left field that should have been caught and wasn't. And that brought in a run and made it 4-2 Salt Lake in the top of the third. But Tacoma pitching did not allow another run. McCacken got it together, pitched scoreless ball in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. And in the bottom of the sixth, with the score still Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2, Brian O'Keefe struck again, hitting another Cesar Valdez changeup deep over the left field bleachers here at Cheney Stadium for his ninth home run of the season, and that made it a one-run game, 4-3. We got into a battle of the bullpens. Nick Margavich struck out the side at the top of the seventh. Red Ears did not score against Zach Weiss in the bottom of the seventh. In the eighth, the Red Ears got a scoreless inning from Patrick Weigel. In the bottom of the eighth, Austin Warren came in to pitch for Salt Lake, major leaguer on rehab. He struck out the first batter he faced, but then O'Keefe came to the plate. And he did it again. He cranked an opposite field home run, his third homer of the game. The solo shot to right field tied it up 4-4. It was O'Keefe's 10th home run of the season, and he became the first Tacoma right here to hit three homers in a game in about 7 years. Justin Ruggiano, the last man to do it, June 27th of 2015. He did it here at home against El Paso. And, yeah, we went that long in between three homer games, and Brian O'Keefe put his name in the book with his third today, and it was a game-tying shot in the eighth. Matt Brash got out of a jam in the top of the ninth. Rainiers went down in order in the bottom of the ninth inning against Gerardo Reyes. We went to the 10th inning for the third time in the last four games. Matt Cook got out of the automatic runner jam on Thursday, and they brought him in to pitch the 10th and inherit that automatic runner at second baseman today, and he got out of it again. He retired all three batters he faced and stranded the automatic runner. That set the stage for the Red Ears to win the game in the bottom of the 10th inning. And Jared Kelnick was the automatic runner placed at second base. The veteran Kyle Bearclaw came in to pitch for Salt Lake, and he got Blandino to pop up, but he did throw a wild pitch that moved Kelnick to third. However, he then struck out Zach Green, and he had a chance to get out of the inning. The Rainiers had Brian O'Keefe at the plate, and O'Keefe struck again. Not a homer this time. Just a base hit to win the game. His fourth hit of the game, a liner up the middle, RBI single that scored Kelnick, and the Red Ears win 5-4, and Brian O'Keefe drove in all five runs with three home runs and also had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. So it was just a tremendous game for O'Keefe and a big show for the fans here today, as they see the Red Ears win in extra innings again. The Red Ears have won three games in this series against Salt Lake, and they've all come in extra innings. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Salt Lake scores 4 runs on 10 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 6 on base. Winning pitcher is Matt Cook. He is 3-1. Loss goes to Kyle Bearclaw. He is 1-2. Time of the game was 2 hours 43 minutes. The attendance, 5,312. With the victory, the Red Ears are now 31-45 on the season, and Salt Lake falls to 36-41. These two teams meet again tomorrow in the big July 3rd fireworks extravaganza. Tomorrow's game is at 6:05. Connor Wade starts for Tacoma against Kenny Rosenberg. A thrilling win for the Red Ears tonight, 5-4 the final. Stick around. We will check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialists by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers win. Brian O'Keefe wins. Rainiers beat Salt Lake 5-4 the final today in 10 innings. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Beginning with the Mariners, they beat Oakland this afternoon up at T-Mobile Park 2-1. They had a thrilling win, walked them off. Real pitcher's duel between Paul Blackburn and George Kirby. Mariners were down 1-0, bottom of the eighth. And Justin Upton hit a pinch hit home run, a solo shot that tied it up 1-1. And then the Mariners won it in the bottom of the ninth inning when Abraham Toro singled in the winning run. They beat the A's 2-1, the final score. The Mariners have won two of the first three games of that four-game series, and they improved to 38-42 on the season. There was a lot of action in the major leagues today, including doubleheaders. Tampa and Toronto played a double dip north of the border, and Tampa swept it. They won the first game 6-2 as Shane McClanahan struck out 10 over 7 innings and allowed just one run. Wander Franco hit a homer. And then Tampa Bay beat him in game 2, 11-5, as Isak Paredes had 3 hits, a homer, and 5 runs batted in, and Francisco Mejia went deep twice. Yankees and Cleveland Guardians also played a doubleheader in Cleveland. Yankees winning the first game 13-4 as Matt Carpenter homered twice and drove in four runs to support Gerrit Cole, who picked up his seventh win of the season. And then game two went to the Yankees by a score of 6-1. Anthony Rizzo and Giancarlo Stanton hit back-to-back homers, and the Yankees coasted to the victory behind Nestor Cortez. Other American League finals, the Twins defeat the Orioles 4-3. Jose Miranda with a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Twins the win over the O's. It was a walk-off in Detroit, too. How about this one? The Tigers were trailing Kansas City 3-2 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and they had back-to-back homers to win it. Victor Reyes hit his first of the year to tie the game 3-3, and then the very next batter, the rookie Riley Green, hit the first home run of his major league career, and it was a walk-off shot, and Detroit beats Kansas City 4-3. And then the Astros pounded five homers and hammered the Angels 9-1 in Houston. The catcher, Martin Maldonado, hit two of the homers. Altuve, Tucker, and Chaz McCormick also went deep. In interleague play today, the Chicago White Sox defeat the San Francisco Giants 5-3. Dylan Cease got his seventh win. Gavin Sheets, two hits and two runs batted in. The Texas Rangers were victorious in New York over the Mets 7-3. Cole Calhoun homered twice and drove in four. And Martin Perez won his seventh straight decision for the Rangers. And the Cubbies beat the Red Sox 3-1 at Wrigley as Mark Leiter came in long relief and tossed 5 1/3 innings, allowing just one run to get the win for the Cubs. And on our National League scoreboard, the Rockies defeat the Diamondbacks at Coors Field 11-7, the final score, as Brendan Rodgers hit his eighth homer of the season and Austin Gomber got the win. The Marlins were winners 5-3 over the Nationals in D.C. Jesus Aguilar with a two-run homer. The Marlins are 10-1 against the Nationals this season. That's crazy. Pirates beat the Brewers 7-4. Former Rainier Dan Vogelbach drove in a couple of runs. Rookie O'Neill Cruz blasted his third dinger. St. Louis at Philadelphia. They did something that had never happened before in Cardinals history, and they're a long-standing franchise. They hit four straight homers in the top of the first inning. Nolan Arenado, Nolan Gorman, Juan Yepes, and Dylan Carlson back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs in the first in Philadelphia. I'm sure the Phillies fans enjoyed that. And the Cardinals won the game 7-6. It actually got quite close. Braves beat the Reds 4-1 behind Spencer Strider, who struck out 11 over 6 one-hit innings. And the Dodgers knock off the Padres 7-2. Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, and Justin Turner, each with homers in the top of the or the bottom of the first inning for the Dodgers. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here the Rainiers, well, specifically Brian O'Keefe, beat Salt Lake 5-4, the final score. We'll be back with more right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers beat Salt Lake 5-4 in 10 innings. Five times in his professional career. Prior to today, Brian O'Keefe had hit two home runs in one game. He's always had good power. This is the first time he has ever hit three home runs in one game, and it's the first time any Tacoma player has done it since Justin Ruggiano in 2015. And he had a shot to hit a fourth one in the bottom of the 10th inning, but he didn't need a fourth homer. A single was all he needed to win the game, and that's what he got with his fourth hit of the game. He drove in all five runs. And Tacoma beat Salt Lake 5-4. Wonder if Salt Lake manager Lou Marzin might be thinking, you know, maybe we should have intentionally walked him there. I don't know. Padlo was on deck, but they pitched to O'Keefe, and he ended up getting the game-winning hit. So the Red Ears beat Salt Lake. 5-4 is the final score, and Tacoma now 31-45 on the year, but a chance to win this series at home as they lead the series 3-2 going into the final game tomorrow at 6:05. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard as there are finals that are in. Well, Oklahoma and El Paso got suspended due to rain, monsoon, I guess, at the bottom of the fifth inning, and El Paso tied up 4-4. They're going to finish it up tomorrow. Albuquerque beat Sugar Land 9-3, couple homers for Carlos Perez. Reno scored 5 in the ninth and won at Sacramento 10-9. And Round Rock beats Las Vegas 8-6. The first-place Aviators have dropped 4 in a row now. Well, tomorrow's the big day here at Cheney, the July 3rd fireworks extravaganza. There's going to be a lot of people here, and the Red Ears getting great fan support throughout this weekend. It seemed like people really enjoyed this one tonight. A lot of fun as the Red Ears win it in 10, and we got to see just a tremendous individual performance from Brian O'Keefe. Tomorrow's game, 6:05, Connor Wade against Kenny Rosenberg. Our pregame show will start at about 5:50. Should get a chance to catch up with manager Tim Fedorovich on the pregame show and tune in early for that one. In the meantime, thanks a lot for listening. That'll do it for today's broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium, where once again our final score in 10 innings, Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 4. Have a great night.